So you don't have to perfect yourself. You just have to fit in the puzzle a little more accurately. A little more closer to the measure within 1/100,000th of a millimeter. Which still leaves a lot of room. You would know that if you ever did any serious welding. So if you think of yourself as an individual looking for your place in the divine plan, you'll always be off track. But if you think of yourself as a puzzle piece with a very exact position, in the plan that looks like a puzzle, that would be closer to the truth. And then you just have to get comfortable in your position. You just have to see where you fit. You don't have to invent anything or create anything new. You just have to see where you fit. And if it's up to your ego, then you'll come up with the idea that you fit as the president of this or the boss of that, or your wife has to be the most beautiful. Your children have to be the smartest. Whatever nonsense the ego tells you is fulfilling, will make you feel good. But if you don't follow that tendency, if you don't let the ego run the show, and you simply look for where you fit, what gives you pleasure, what's enjoyable, what you're good at, without expecting every area of your life to be perfect, but finding that area where it really feels right. Whether it's work, whether it's a hobby, whether it's what you do in your own time, whether it's with your friends, whether it's with your family, whether it's in the daytime, whether it's in the nighttime, whatever it is. There's somewhere and something that fits just right for you. Not because you're an individual, but actually because you're not. So the more you give up the idea that you have to choose and you have to find, and the more you can plug into the understanding that it's already there, the clues have all been given. Look in your own heart, look in your own life, look in your own loves. It'll always be right under your nose. It's never anywhere else.